This is the Get Better Everyday podcast with Matt Gouget. Actionable advice from real-life superheroes who, just like you, are in relentless pursuit of the best version of themselves. Whether you're just getting started or have been at it for years, my hope is that this podcast injects you with some positive energy to continue doing what brings you joy. Join me as I interview the best of the best in business, sports, and life. Let's grow together.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm KJ.
And we're the producers of the Get Better Everyday podcast.
Do you like podcasts? Well, then hit us up. IkePodcastNetwork.com. We'll help you build your show.
All right, Get Better Everyday podcast with Matt Gouget. I am your host, and this week I'm rolling solo. I've had all kinds of different guests, from the mortgage industry to entrepreneurs, from recovering addicts to people in all kinds of businesses, whether it's, you know, credit card processing or, you know, health and fitness, others that are doing coaching and coaching C-suite executives. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about something that's close to me. And, you know, those of you who don't know, I'm a mortgage broker. I've been in the mortgage business for a decade. 3 short years ago, I joined the number one mortgage company in the country, U Mortgage. As a founding partner, I, you know, am very, very aligned with our company core values. So I'm going to walk you through our core values. You'll see why I've got such alignment with this company. And as I'm recording this, in March of 2024, we're currently helping over 800 clients nationwide. We've got over $300 million in process loans. We're on pace to close $4 or $5 billion in loans this year. So in no time, we're going to be the number one brokerage in the country. And we've got great people. Starts with our company core values. So I'm going to go through these, talk about them a little bit, say what they mean to me, and, you know, maybe spur you to think about, you know, either your personal business on the entrepreneurial journey or the current company you're with, their core values, your alignment with those core values. And if you're a solopreneur, I think it's important. I remember before I joined this great company, when I was, you know, running solo, you know, I spent time defining what my core values were, what I wanted the company to operate and have alignment on, even when I was a small team, one, two, three people, right? And so when you build an organization like U Mortgage has, we've got to have 500 or 600 people all rowing in the same direction, all aligned on these core values. But that doesn't mean that if you're a solopreneur or a small company with only a few people, you can't have your own set of core values that helps guide you in your decisions and what you do on a daily basis. So for those that are watching, when this gets to YouTube, I'm going to share here on the screen on umortgage.com. Our core values are there, and there's 5 of them, and I'm going to run through them. I'm going to tell you the definitions as they're defined by the company, and then I'm going to tell you, you know, how I feel about them personally. Number one, experience is everything. Number two, relationships, not transactions. Number three, get better every day. I've lived by this for a long time. You know, the podcast, while, you know, there isn't direct correlation between the mortgage business and this podcast, right? It's definitely a core value that I live. Number four, create strong communities. And number five, own the moment. Now, for definitions that you can find on our website, I'll go through that and then I'll give you my own little spin, my own little take on each one of these. So, experience is everything. We approach each moment with a conscious knowledge that it will create a lasting impression of our personal and professional brands. Our goal is to have everyone we interact with associate us with integrity, respect, and expertise. We put our best foot forward in every exchange. Now, that's the, you know, written version of experience is everything on paper. What I can tell you is when you think about experience is everything in your business or in anything you do in life, you want to make sure that anybody you interact with has a great experience. On the mortgage side, experience is everything extends to our clients we do business with, and we understand that their experience means everything. Their experience is going to factor in whether they're a lifelong client and they do business with us for the next two decades, whether they refer their friends and family or whether it's just another transaction, they forget about us and they move on, they do business with other mortgage companies. Also experiences everything internally, right? Every interaction with a loan coordinator, with a processor, with a team member, with a fellow loan originator from across the country. It's very important in every single exchange you have that you leave the other party feeling like they had a great experience. When you do that, no matter what business you're in, if you do it with integrity and you do it with care, you're going to have success. All right, relationships, not transactions. We prioritize the fostering of relationships as opposed to the completion of transactions. Focusing on the individual allows us to cultivate trust and find solutions that serve everyone. We meet people where they are on their journey and personalize our interactions to their specific needs. I think about relationships, not transactions, quite a bit, because if you've been in business, in any sort of business for any length of time, you realize that, you know, selling cars, selling mortgages, you know, running a coffee shop, anything you do, the relationships is what helps grow long-standing, flourishing businesses. So relationships with my partners, my real estate partners, for example, right, are not just like, hey, who do you have to refer over to me so I can close a transaction and get on with it? I've got a real estate agent who I took a one-hour walk with today. We talked business. We talked life. We deepened our relationship. We didn't talk about, you know, are Susie and Billy going to buy in the next month? Or who do you have coming up that's, you know, going to buy this summer so I can get them pre-approved? None of that was discussed. It was relationship building. And the more you build relationships in any business you're in, the better you're going to do, right? Your partners, your colleagues, everyone in the organization, you develop great relationships, that makes for great business. All right, number three, you guys know this is my favorite for sure, right? Get better every day. We commit to being better than we were yesterday. Continuous growth breeds fresh ideas and success. We challenge ourselves to question the why and disrupt the status quo. Now, I know I shouldn't be just reading these things off because I don't know if that encapsulates even close to everything I feel about get better every day, because that's a core value from a company standpoint. We're trying to grow and get better every day in everything we do, little inches every single day. But I think that this is like the best self-development hack to success in all areas of your life. If you're trying to get more fit, get more healthy, lose weight, you can't do it from 225 pounds to 190 pounds by tomorrow. You can't go from X percent of muscle mass to 10% more muscle mass from today to tomorrow. It's incremental growth. It's getting better every day, doing a little bit to get yourself better every day. In the mortgage world, it might be studying guidelines. It might be researching what clients are thinking about and what they need education around. It might be, you know, getting more resources and more partnerships and building relationships so you can refer a great property manager to your clients. So you can refer out a company that helps people, you know, transfer a deed. All these things are little incremental steps getting better every day. It translates to relationships, to health, to business, to everything. It is the most important thing, in my opinion, for anything you do. And so get better every day, obviously it's the title of the friggin' podcast, is something that I believe strongly in, and it's a core value at U Mortgage. I can tell you with absolute certainty, everybody at the company lives by. All right, number four, create strong communities. We aim to create strong communities both inside and outside of our team. This is important because it's not just internally, it's externally as well. Having a strong sense of belonging is paramount to the success and happiness of everyone in our sphere. We always put the needs of many over the needs of one and work side by side to accomplish common goals. Now, create strong communities for me means fellow loan originators and salespeople on sales huddles. We're creating strong communities where we're helping each other out. We're helping each other grow. Operations and salespeople are creating strong communities where we support each other. Operations can tell sales, hey, you guys need to do this better when you package a file and you submit it. We can tell operations, hey, you guys are doing a great job, but we need more communication around this certain part of the process because it can create a better client experience. Remember, experience is everything for the clients. And if they're happy, we're happy, everyone's happy, more referrals happen, we all grow, right? So creating strong communities internally is one thing. Then also externally, loan officers across the country supporting their local Little League, getting involved in their church, getting involved with the elementary schools. I've got banners all over the place. Matt the Mortgage Guy at College Glen Little League. Matt the Mortgage Guy at Bancroft Elementary School. I've got it across the back of the kids' jerseys. They know when I'm coaching the elementary school basketball team that that's our coach, Matt the Mortgage Guy, right? And so we're out creating strong communities in the actual community where we live and we work. We're also creating strong communities of, you know, a tribe of real estate agents and partners, creating strong communities with internal operations teams, sales teams, all of that stuff, right? So create strong communities, really important core value. Number five, own the moment. And this one really is about ownership. And I'll tell you more about that after I read the verbiage here. We win, fail, and grow as a team. By taking ownership of our actions, we become accountable and allow ourselves to evolve. We take every opportunity to learn from our mistakes and celebrate our successes, both big and small. So we'll celebrate our successes, but own the moment to me means I'm going to take ownership over the things I can control. Now, in a large organization where you've got a bunch of different personalities, you've got a bunch of different things going on, every individual needs to own the moment and own what they can do better. I know every single day when I show up and give my best and I've got great intention, I'm going to still make mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes that team members, because they care enough about me to be unreasonable, are going to say, hey, Matt, in this area, you dropped the ball. When you submitted this loan, you had everything correct, but you forgot a couple key pieces that would have made it easier for the processor. So instead of saying, man, why didn't this loan get submitted and disclosed and disclosure signed and appraisal ordered and submitted to the lender all within a 4-hour period? What the heck's going on? Speed is everything. We're fast here. We're a great team. What could I have done better? Own the moment and take personal responsibility for what you can handle, right? And then we look at it and we go, okay, well, it took 8 hours for all those things to happen where I wanted to take 4, but what if I would have done a better job? And the loan coordinator didn't have to send an email or workplace message and ask me a question, and that slowed us down. And by the time they got the answer from us, the handoff to the processor was delayed by 30 minutes. That processor had taken lunch. And so they got back to it. You know, when you do that, you realize, you know what? I've got more control than I thought. I've got control over everything I do. And if I do it, if I get better every day and I do it at a high level, that's going to help the whole process, right? So ownership of our actions, be accountable and allow yourself to grow and get better. Allow yourself to receive constructive criticism, right? And that's something that, you know, own the moment can be you giving constructive criticism to somebody else and just saying, hey, I'm going to own it. Here's what I did. I'm going to let you know areas which you can improve. So quick recap, experience is everything. Relationships, not transactions. Get better every day. Create strong communities and own the moment. Those are You Mortgage's core values. I know I see every single day people across the organization, regardless of job title, from the CEO to loan coordinators, to processors, to loan originators, to closers, everybody living these core values, rowing in the same direction. That's what's helped us scale from brand new to 4 or 5 billion a year to infinity and beyond. So if you enjoyed this, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you're doing. So leave a review wherever you're watching this podcast, and let me know within the review. Thanks for the podcast. I really enjoyed it. Here's my core values, and share a little bit with me. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for watching. I appreciate you. And until next time, we're going to see. This is Matt Gouget. Just wanted to give you a quick thank you for listening to the Get Better Every Day podcast. Hopefully you're inspired to go out there and get better every day. If you could, please do us a huge favor and leave a 5-star review if you found any value in this. Share it with your friends. Again, thanks for listening, and go out there and get better every day.